Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Between love and hate. Well, welcome everybody to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. That tune played was A Thin Line Between Love and Hate by H-Town. And I want to thank all my listeners because, baby, if it wasn't for my listeners, man, this show couldn't keep going on. And I've been doing this thing now for about 4 years. And I want to thank everybody in Hawaii, the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Pakistan, Peru, Cameroon, and Nigeria, Africa, checking in, Australia, Singapore, France, and Iraq. So tell your friends, man, if you like this show, tell someone else, you know, get them up on the media site and tell them to tune in, you know, because I love to add new listeners because, you know, something, I try to share some knowledge with entertainment, and we be doing this thing each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But before I get started on the show, I want to give a special shout-out to Pat, the physical therapist who's getting ready to retire after a whole lot of years from the Columbus Regional Hospital on 280 Bypass in Alabama. You know who you are, baby girl, and I know who you are, too, when you got me all bent over like a pretzel, breaking my behind down, but it's all good. And I want to say hi to Felicia, my co-host, who is having family issues that she got to deal with. Much love to her. She can always check in later if she can make it home in time. But tonight we have a special guest, and she want to be called by the name of Strawberry, who loves talking about sex. Now, you know something, she's a girl after my own heart, somebody who ain't scared to own their sexuality and talk about stuff, because people think it's only guys who know how to talk about sex. And when a woman do it, then they want to put a label on us, call us all these little nasty names. No, Negro, because I tell you what I like, because obviously, sometimes you just don't know. You don't know what to hit. But you know something? This is going to be an interesting night tonight because we're going to talk about a whole lot of things, especially relationships and stuff. But I just want to get this off my chest before I bring my special guest on. You know, I want all y'all guys out there who think y'all the shit to get your ears perked up because y'all going to learn something. Because one of my so-called friends, you know, got a bad problem. This buster never listens. He always got to be talking. And when you're trying to tell him something, he always want to be talking. And then he gets pissed off when you sit there and raise your voice. When you say, I said that already, because he's not listening. And then he get mad and try to say, you got the problem because you talk to him a little harsh. Well, damn it, you ain't no baby. If I tell you something, if you would listen, I wouldn't have to repeat myself. But, you know, some of these brothers out here are stuck on stupid. You know, I'm not going to call no names because they know who they are. You know, and it just, it's been going through this several times. About 3 different times I had to block this brother because he has no class. Anytime when you get mad at a sister, the best thing you can do is start using profanity and talk about her. But you know something? That's why you're where you at, and that's why this train is still moving. Because you know some things might happen in your life to piss you off and slow you down. But see, I got a vision. I'm a visionary. I'm going to still reach the top while you're still stuck there, sitting there crying about, oh, it's that medicine that I'm taking. Oh, it's everybody else's fault. You know something? You need to slow it down, learn how to shut your mouth, and listen. And maybe if you did, you wouldn't be having so many friends come and go, because everybody ain't wrong, but you think it's always somebody else. But baby, it's you. Look in the mirror. You know, I don't have tolerance for, you know, talking to grown men, you know, cuddling you. You know, if I say something, you know, and then, you know, for people who know me personally, I'm going through a personal crisis right now in my house, you know, and when a person is stressed out going through stuff, you don't need somebody fucking telling you what you need to do. Don't you think I already did that? If you ain't talking about, hey, I'm going to send you some money to take care of that problem, then shut the F up. That's how I go. Just shut the F up unless I ask for your help. So I'm just putting it out there. It is what it is. So without further ado, I want to welcome my guest aboard. How you doing, Strawberry?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
Girl, I'm fine. And before we get started with you, is there anybody out there that you want to put on blast or give them a piece of your mind? Because this is where we keep it real. That's why the show is called Unmasked, because we're taking down the list. We ain't bougie. We ain't hoity-toity. We keep it 100. And a lot of people can't handle a strong woman. You know, if you want somebody to kiss your behind and say what you want them to say or be submissive, you know, that ain't me. I'm an equal. I'm a queen. I know my worth.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I have a lot to say, actually, because I have noticed that there are some people out there that kind of keep their sexuality a secret, you know, depending on the fact that they might like women or they might like men. You know, it doesn't matter what your preference is. You know, if that's who you choose to fall in love with, if that's who you choose to even have feelings with, you know, that's you. You know what I'm saying? There's not a problem. It's not an issue with that. A lot of people, you know, they talk down to our LGBT community and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, if that's how you want to get down, hey, by all means. There are some people that are straight, but they are a big freak, like myself. So, you know,
what is so hair? Freak, no freak. Oh, I ain't mad at you.
They don't call me strawberry for nothing. So,
girl, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like being yourself when it comes to your sexuality.
Yeah, when that you say they call you strawberry, and I'm going to tell you why. You know, I'm a baby boomer, you know, and back in the day for me, strawberry wasn't a pretty terminology. Strawberry was meant for somebody who can be had easily. It's like, you know, you can just get that. You know, anybody can hit it. They call that a strawberry. Somebody who was lower than a prostitute because it wasn't getting paid and always getting dumped in like they was a toilet. Now, you know, different time, you know, different lingo, you know, and what does strawberry mean to you? Is it because you love strawberries? Do you use strawberries when you're having sex? I mean, what's the correlation? Why do they call you, are you just sweet and small and compact? You know, or earthy. I mean, where you get that name from?
Well, I bring it to a new meaning. I got that name actually through my mentor, Cedric Lewis. Every time I would pretty much talk, I always would have a strawberry at the end. So he said, well, you know what? That's what I'm going to name you. I'm going to name you Strawberry. So I'm like, okay, well, why do you name me Strawberry? And he said, because for one, you're always using strawberries. You're sweet. You're unique. You're different. And the fact that I'm also, no, I think I said sweet. So I'm sweet, unique, different, and I'm pretty much, it's also my favorite fruit as well. And I'm also a big freak as well, but it's not in the terminology where I can just go with the okie doke. You know what I mean?
That's right. Well, you know, I have been said to be using edible foods and stuff, you know, when I be having sex, you know, because, you know, it is what it is. You know, I believe that if you're with that person, and I ain't talking about somebody who just having sex just because they can. I'm talking about somebody that you have feelings for and you think they're going to be there for the long haul. I don't think nothing is out of order, you know. So, you know, baby girl, I've used all kinds of fruits and candy. And just a little tip for y'all out there, you know, if you use Nestle Crunch Bar, when you insert that in there, the body heat will melt, make it melt, and the rice crunchy little things in the chocolate, oh, my God, she will be losing her mind. And for the men, you know, ladies, if you get some of that candy at the Dollar Tree, you know, get that Pop Rock candy that's popping and exploding in your mouth and get that brother some head, he will lose his mind, his toes will curl, and he will be trying to get his ass to Oz looking for the wizard. I ain't lying.
But
yeah,
also,
you know, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but go ahead, baby. You know,
I'm sorry.
Say,
yeah,
I'm
also, the strawberry is my alter ego as well.
All right, girl. So, you said it's your alter ego. So, tell us about the alter ego.
Well, alter ego, in my opinion, is based off of two different personalities. Like, my actual real name is Lauren. So Lauren is the more shy, the more laid back, more quiet. Strawberry is a little bit more open with herself, her sexuality, how she is, and it's either love me or hate me, take me or leave me.
Exactly.
You know, she's more forward.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, some I've noticed, Strawberry, that, you know, a lot of women out there, bless their heart, you know, when they find themselves interested in somebody, they get quiet. They don't become outwards, tell people what they feel or what they need. Because a lot of guys, you know, they don't know. A lot of guys are stuck on stupid. And I'm not trying to put down the ones that are strong and know who they are and they are very manly. You know, a lot of people think because you are born a male that makes you a man. No, being a real man is an attitude. You know, it's where you can rationalize and see things for what they are. You know, and a lot of women feel like they got to be submissive. You know, something, I don't have no problem, like the Bible say, being a helpmate, but that doesn't mean my mouth is silent, you know. And a real man is supposed to uplift his queen. He's supposed to be able to hear what she's saying instead of always running his damn mouth and don't want to hear what she's saying. So, you know, some women out there, that is why some women out there are battered. You know, and I don't play that being abused stuff, but you know, some people are being abused because they're not speaking out. Either they're not speaking back to that partner that's putting their hands on them or grabbing something to take them out when they're sleeping. And you know, a real easy trick, Strawberry, if somebody beating on your behind, baby, when they go to sleep, because they got to sleep, everybody got to sleep. When they go to sleep, get that crazy glue and put a drop on their eyelashes, glue their penis to the stomach facing upward, and beat the hell out of them. And then when they go to the doctor, get somebody to take them to the doctor to get that all pulled apart, they will respect you because that chick is fucking stupid. She crazy. They won't bother you. But, you know, these too many women, you know, don't feel bad because you know who you are and you have spoken, outspoken about what you want in the bedroom, because a lot of guys, Strawberry, they be running their chops and they don't know what you want. They are going by what the previous person liked. You know, this person, she liked me to lick this, lick my armpits, or, you know, that don't work. Don't come licking my damn armpits. That does not turn me on. I can tell you what I want, okay? So don't get offended to my heart. You got skills. You need to listen. So I'm going to give you a roadmap how to turn me on. That's what I'm saying, Strawberry.
That's right. I feel the same way.
Well, baby girl, tell us a little bit more about your alter ego.
Well, my alter ego pretty much is, you know, I can change and be completely Strawberry where it's no Lauren, or I could be complete Lauren and no Strawberry. Strawberry, like I said, is more open with herself. She's more confident in herself. She's also sweet and unique and very much different. She's not like the average person.
Okay. Well, does that mean that when you're not Strawberry, that you're kind of passive?
Well, in a way, Lauren is more so the passive submissive type. Strawberry is more the aggressor, but she can also know when to kind of step back a little bit. Like, she knows when to set certain boundaries.
Yeah, well, that's good, which we all need to have that alter ego to protect ourselves from, you know, when somebody is just doing too much, you know, because we all got a mechanism within us for survival. So, you know, we all need an alter ego, you know, and sometimes
that's
you
right.
That alter So, and be consistent, well, people will know where you stand. They will know what you stand for, and they won't keep tampering with that and try to cross the lines. But you know something, for my listeners out there, if y'all listening in on your computers or whatever, iPad or whatever, iPod, look, call in to 347-945-6003. If you would like to talk to me or my guest, hit the 1 key. But if not, it's okay to stay right where you at, in the background, because nobody can hear you. I got your calls on mute, but we do have callers on the line. But anytime y'all want to make a comment, hit the number 1 key, because Strawberry will be happy to answer your questions. Now, Strawberry, you were saying that you came out of the gate to my alter, you know, sexual styles that people be trying to hide, whether they bisexual, straight, da-da-da, submissive, into whatever, dominatrix. So since you threw that out there, I mean, what's your preference as Strawberry and as Lauren?
Okay. Well, as Lauren, she's more bi-curious. You know, with with Lauren, she likes men, but she also likes women as well. She's a little curious. She's never actually been with a woman, but she's always curious to know what it's like to be with that. Now, the Strawberry will be willing to actually go that step to really try that and not be scared to try it.
But, you know, a long time ago, this comedian, he's dead now, this is a white guy, he's always with his long trench coat, his name was Stan Kinison, and he was funny, you know, and he was saying that everyone had a homosexual fantasy, whether it was male or female, you know, and that kind of makes sense because people, we're just curious. And, you know, if you don't know what's going on, then you want to seek that out. People can tell you all they want to, but you got to know for yourself, you know. And all these people out here talking about they not download brothers, you know. They thought about it. They've been peeking and looking, you know, as well as some of us females, you know. They've been looking and peeking because, you know, me, I'm a Libra. I like anything that's pretty, you know, and my eyes just look at anything that I find attractive, you know. But I think, you know, back in the day, I used to swing, you know, but I'm not getting too much detail about what I used to do. If y'all want to know all about that, y'all need to get my book Broken, which is found on Amazon, Kindle, or my personal website, www.terrylaw.com, and I will make your eyes to bug out. Because you would say, damn, girl, you did all that. I ain't afraid to go there. But anyway, you say Strawberry, she likes being aggressively having that little bisexual fling when it suits her.
That's right.
And Lauren is scared. She's kind of timid.
That's also correct.
All right, girl. All right, now. I ain't mad at you. So, what do you like about in a woman? What does Strawberry look out for when she's looking for a woman?
Well, Strawberry, what she looks for in a woman is personality traits, to see if she can really kind of vibe with that woman. As far as the physical aspect, I have a thing for breasts. I just love breasts for some odd reason. And
I like them so big. I ain't got no milk, but I got a damn pacifier for you. Come on. I like my breasts big. Give me that, girl.
I love
it. Myself. It's getting hot up in here. Yes. But that's not unusual, Strawberry. You know, it's, you know, it's just that women, you know, we are soft, we're curvy, we're shapely, you know, and, you know, the connection with your mother, you know, that's not an unusual thing, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's not unusual. Now with all this plastic surgery and everybody got these little perky titties sticking up there, you know, oh, damn, I thought it would have dropped a little bit now.
The Strawberry likes the real thing.
Yeah, ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Yes, baby. But you know something, darling? We're going to have to real quick take a little break, and we're going to come back with you, Strawberry, and talk a little bit further. Just stay with us. We'll be back. And
all right.
Two.
Controversial. Real. Unparalleled. Author is Terry E. Lyle. Has written an autobiography entitled Broken. Terry talks about overcoming her personal battle with suicide, being homeless, selling and using drugs, and living the life of a swinger. She found that with prayer and her belief in God is real, that she was blessed to overcome all adversity, becoming the woman and authoress she is today. The book is $20 and can be purchased through Amazon, Kindle, createspace.com, and from her own personal website at www.terrylyle.com. It's yours today. And make sure you tune in Unmasked each and every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time on blogtalkradio.com. The number 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. And remember, through God's grace and mercy, all things are possible, for He would not leave you nor forsake you.
lay next to another woman, but I call out your name. Yeah, babe. And I really want to see you right now, but right now I can't change a thing. But just remember, girl, I love you. And as soon as I can, I'll break away and see you. Sometimes it seems a million years between our little get together. Oh, yeah. But I know that you know that I know that you think things ain't gonna get any better. But just remember, girl, I love you. And as soon as I can, I'll break away and see you.
Talk to my guest, it's okay. Just dial 347-945-6003 or just, you know, hang out in the chat room, you know. But anyway, I just want to say another thank you to all my listeners, north and south, east and west, and I want to give a special shout-out to the guy named Mark from Lionsgate who got my script broken, who's going to help me take it to the next level and put it on the screen. So, Mark, baby, hugs and kisses. I so appreciate you, and I appreciate you too, Sophia, for, you know, hooking me up with the brother. And Sophia, she's a young lady who wrote The Matrix and The Terminator. So God is blessing me, and I couldn't forget Gigi. Baby, 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 she's my friend. She's my sister. Man, she turned my book into a script. You know, if y'all need some work, contact me, and I'll give you the hookup to Gigi because she's been in the business 24 years. So, you know, you got to give credit to when it's due to people who deserve to get credit, because a lot of people out there, you know, you never have somebody say you did a good job. You know, you did a good job. And these people have did a phenomenal job. And as well, my other friend Sharon Jones got her own TV show. My girl, my sister in Christ, you know, hey, she did a good job. But we're going to get right back to our guest, Strawberry. And our show tonight is about sex. So, you know, if you got little kids around, take them to the other room and give them some popcorn or some hot dogs, because we're going to turn up, because you know that's how we do it. Don't get mad because you hear the stuff about sex, because the show is called Unmasked. What the hell you think that means? I'm going to unmask some things. Hey, so rock it back, Strawberry. Just got to put it out there, girl. So, Miss Strawberry, you got some writing that you have done. And I know you want to share with us some of your erotica stuff that came from the creation that's inside of you. I don't know if it came back from real experiences or something that you're thinking about doing on the next level. But, you know, pull it out, show us what you're working with so people see whether or not they want to buy your books or whatever.
All right. Well, this book that I am about to read from is called Diamond in the Rough. And it was originally a short story and an anthology book called A Different Kind of Love Story, and that's available now on Amazon. I also did do a revision of Diamond in the Rough, the novella, which will be coming soon. So I'm going to actually read a little something from the book, and this came completely from imagination. It's nothing that I have experienced, but I kind of would love to experience it, actually, if I don't say so myself. So I'm going to go ahead and read a little something.
Talk slow. We want to get it all. Talk clear. Talk loud. We don't want to miss it.
All right. Diamond tosses and turns in her bed, thinking and dreaming about Jesse. She turns her music on and hears Selena Dreaming of You. While the song is playing, she closes her eyes and dreams. The lights are dimmed, candles are lit all around the room. There is a tray of strawberries and chocolate sauce on the side, along with some whipped cream. Jesse slowly feeds her the strawberries one by one, with chocolate and whipped cream. He slowly kisses her on her forehead and works his way to her lips. She starts to slowly take off her strawberry red bustier bra, along with her strawberry red heart panties. He takes off his shirt, unbuttons it, pants, slowly lifts his legs and feet out of his pants, and throws them on the opposite side of the room. She kisses Jesse all over his chest, starting with his nipples, working her way down. But doesn't go all the way down just yet. She licks and kisses her way back up to his lips, and they start kissing each other passionately until his manhood starts to rise. He caresses her breast and kisses her nipples. She starts moaning and grabs his head and pushes him on the bed. R. Kelly, Imagine That, is playing in the background. She takes some oil and rubs his chest and then turns him around and continues to rub and massage him to the point that he starts to moan and begs for more. He turns himself around and looks her deeply in her eyes. He takes control. Boys Sooner That Make Love to You comes on. Jesse is kissing her passionately on the lips once more, while his hands work their way to her breast and then to her kitty cat. He starts out rubbing her clit, then starts to lick it all the way around and tongue massages her clit like it is his dessert buffet. She starts to moan in ecstasy with her eyes going in the back of her head and her back arched a little bit off of the bed. She starts to slowly moan his name and begs for him to put his sausage inside of her. He whispers in her ear, "You aren't ready yet." He starts to lick her soft, silky lips and moan once more, and she asks him once again to put it in, and he whispers in her ear once again and says, "You aren't ready." And that's a little something I had.
Girl, that stuff is hot. H-O-T exclamation mark. Woo-woo. What do you mean you haven't done that or you haven't done that recently? Because that's all normal shit right there.
Well, see, it starts out normal, but as you keep reading the book, it'll be some stuff that you really kind of want to do in that bedroom.
Oh, go on now. I ain't mad.
Like Jessie brings Zion into this ecstasy, you know, where she just, it's no return. Like, she just really wants that dick inside of her. But he's trying to hold off and make her really want more and make her really beg to the point where he finally does put it in.
I feel you. You're like everybody out there listening, you know, just close your eyes for a minute, you know, and just kind of remember, you know, that time when the sex was good. Because we all know there's some times when it was like you just laying there hoping the guy hurry up and get it over with, and the guy, he ain't feeling it either. But, you know, there's those occasions where, like, your toes curl, your head get all lightheaded and shit. You know, the sweat rolls down your neck, down the cradle of your back. And your skin is all moist, like you're stuck together. And that shit seems like it's a linger, and everything is just pulsating, boop, 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 and you can't contain yourself. Yeah, those kind of moments. Think about it. You know something? And if you're not having those kind of moments, you need to reassess who you're hanging out with, because, you know, don't give all your cookies away to somebody who don't deserve it. And don't give it away because you're horny. Touch your own self. When you have sex with somebody, make it because you're in a relationship. Value who you are as a person. You know, anybody can have sex, but, you know, don't be a thot. And don't be a male whore. You know, I mean, you know, if you're going to put yourself in on somebody, you know, make it count. Work towards a relationship. Work towards going down that aisle. You know, stop giving it up, man. You know, if you want to be a freak, there's some freaks out there too. But, you know, just don't give it away, because AIDS is a real deal, man. People catching AIDS and can't get rid of it, you know, and I say that because, you know, I want people to understand when you meet somebody, it only takes 10 minutes. You go to the health department, it's free. If you meet somebody and you're feeling that person, say, hey, baby, come on, you know, can we hang out today for a little bit? They say, yeah, all you need is 10 minutes, so let's go get some tests. If that person, if she or if he don't want to go and get tested, and I'm telling you, it's only 10 minutes. That ain't nothing. If they don't want to get tested, then you don't want to lay with that person, because, you know, your feelings will get hurt, you'll be embarrassed, your life will change for the worse at that point. So, you know something, if a person ain't willing to do the right thing, get tested before you sleep with them, then you ain't making right choices, darling. You know, and I'm, that's for male and female, you know, because, hey, when that right guy come along, you know, huh, I ain't mad. Let's get tested, because I know I ain't screwing around. I've been sober for a long time, but I want to know what he's doing, okay? So that is real good. And what's the name of that book that came from, Strawberry?
Well, this came from called A Different Kind of Love Story, a love story anthology, which the chapter that I read, which is in my short story called, A Diamond in the Rough.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be found on Amazon.com. So if you go to Amazon, type in A Different Kind of Love Story, a love story anthology, and get
mm-hmm.
that book. My short story is A Diamond in the Rough, and once you get it, it's on pages 195 through page 201.
Okay, well, you know, your bio was talking about you've been into loving the erotica for a long time. So, and you was into Zane. When did you hit your sexual peak that you realized, damn, I love this shit right here?
Well, to be honest, I think I was at my sexual peak when I was 13 years old, actually. I just
what?
Didn't believe
Shut up.
I was really fast back then. I was all about sex back then when I was 13. However, I didn't read at that age. I didn't start reading Zane books until I was maybe 16, 17 years old.
Okay, well, if you was busy at 13, if I'm not being too personal, when did you lose your virginity? At 13 as well?
I did. I lost my virginity at age 13 in the Columbia Mall in the fitting room of JCPenney's.
Whoa, hold the fort, hold the fort. You said you was at JCPenney's in the dressing rooms?
In the fitting room of JCPenney's is where I lost my virginity.
Didn't nobody say nothing when they saw a man and a female going there together? You wasn't scared?
I was not. I was not scared at all. I remember I
was
in a big fitting room.
No. Man, my legs have been shaking, and I would tell whoever, this ain't going to happen. Oh, no, God forbid. I mean, what was this person, how much older was this person to you?
He was the same age as me.
Y'all both was hot, huh? Who
yeah, we were. We were very hot.
Okay, what did you do when you started to come? Did you get nervous? Did you think you were going to pee on the guy? I mean, what was it like for you? Damn, girl.
Well, I mean, at the time, it was very painful at the time because I started to bleed on there. And at first I was like, okay, wow, why am I bleeding? But then it dawned on me that he broke my chair. So it felt good. Like it was an experience that I never, you know, had before. I mean, I've had it as I was playing with myself, but it was the first time that I had it with a man. Now, he wasn't
right.
The best sex ever, though. I mean, he was just somebody to my virginity to. But as far as
ooh,
you know, having
girl.
The best sex ever, honey.
I'm really surprised because, you know, maybe it is
yes.
Me. Because I was scared when I finally lost mine because being a preacher's child, you know, we were told, like, no, that was taboo. And I was like 17 and a half, man. But my ex-husband, we started going together at 13, and he waited till I was 17 and a half. And the only reason why I did it then is because my brother was saying them girls at school was giving up the booty, you know, and I didn't want to lose him because he was tall, fine, and yellow, just like, you know, a nice, cool cup of water, 6'2", tall, good-looking, can sing like Smokey Robinson, you know. But he waited 4.5 years because he said he told me later he knew those were just people he wanted for sex, but he wanted me for a wife. All right now, because I wouldn't give him nothing, but he went through the test. So you were at 13 in JCPenney, and you started bleeding. Did you have any tissue or anything clean that mess up?
I didn't. At the time, I didn't have anything to clean up. So what I did was I just kind of just put my pants up, and then what I did was we went to the movies right after, and I went to the bathroom, and then I started to clean myself up then.
And how was it for him? Did y'all discuss it later?
You know, we didn't. We didn't even have a conversation about it. We didn't discuss how it made each other feel. We didn't do anything, actually.
You were smiling. He was looking like he was out of his bucket, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I'm kidding you. Woo! So the next time you had sex was with him because he was the one who got your cherry?
Well, no, actually. We ended up breaking up weeks later. But the next
weeks
person
later.
I ended up having sex with, the next person I ended up having sex with, I was 16, and the other guy was 19. And
okay.
I used to sneak guys into my parents' house at the time when I was living with my parents in the basement. And we used to have sex in the basement. We used to have sex outside in the rain. Like, I was very
fine. You're a point toad. No, how you doing it outside in the rain? I mean, where you at? Up against the wall, you know, humping? I mean, where you at?
Like, we was in the backyard of my parents' house at the time. And where the backyard is, there's, like, a basketball court, and then there's, like, the porch. So I was leaned up against the porch, and it was raining. It was, like, thundering out. And he and I were just going at it.
Oh, I would have been scared as hell. Lightning and thunder and shit, man. I wasn't going to be out there, and I'm saying it's out here getting wet. That would probably attract some electricity. Shoot, so I was lightning bolt on my butt. Oh, hell to the no. I could have done that. Girl, I'm scared of you. So how could you wanted it so much at 13, and then when you got it, you waited 3 years? I mean, what happened between those 3 years when you was, like, aggressively going for it, and then you just stopped? Why?
Well, I stopped because I didn't find anybody else that I was interested in really having sex with. So between those 3 years, I just pretty much played with myself, and I had a thing with porn. So the very first porn video that I actually watched, I remember finding this in the basement, was Blackstreet Hookers number 8. That was my first favorite porn I've ever watched. I'm still trying to find that to this day. But that I would always just play with myself as I watched porn. That's kind of what got me through. But then when I turned 16, that's when my sexual peak started to really get more heated, because I would just have sex nonstop, nonstop. It was like I was addicted or something. And the kind of sex I really like, I love that handicapped type of sex.
Wow. My. Well. Well, on that note, I need to play one of my poems that I had my girlfriend, Gail, do the voiceover, since it's so appropriate with this, what the topic we're talking about. So let's play this little poem. We're going to be back with you real quick, and we're going to talk about some other stuff.
The down low. When you told me that you were coming over, I was so excited that I felt guilty as if I was going to faint on the spot. It seemed like forever that I've adored you from a distance. My heart smiles every time I see your face. I rush home so fast to prepare for your visit. Hot bubble bath, scented candles, soft red light, complemented by beautiful slow music on the radio. I cut up small pieces of watermelon so I could tantalize and feed her supple lips with the sweet, moist, savory fruit. My dream girl finally arrives. I slide slowly off the bed that later will tell the story of our hot, passionate sexual encounter. With the intensity of rabbits in heat, as she leaned forward against my bed, I came from behind while my hands began to grope her pussy and squeeze her body, pulling her closer to me. I pressed into her velvet skin, trying to merge our flesh into one. As she began to remove the scantily articles of clothing, fully nude, she climbed into my bed as if a lioness on the prowl and lay there in her nakedness. I felt tightness in my chest. I knew I must not fail to satisfy her, not wanting it to be the last time, caught up in the modest shyness that I so cleverly concealed behind the scented chiffon scarf that covered her eyes. I look at her nipples, waiting for my mouth to devour them and her pussy to lavish over. As my fingers slide inwards, my tongue licks her wet, moist, dripping pussy as she sighs. Breathing so slow and so deeply, I allow my tongue to search out and caressingly travel around her body, leaving areas to explore later. I feel my cool pussy start to moisten up, and beads of sweat engulf my breath and cascade down my back. I think this is forbidden fruit. While I don't care, I'm in the moment. How much I crave for her to fuck me ever so hard that my pussy screams out into ecstasy as we both are feeling the overwhelming intense desire to have sex. After prolonged foreplay, I return to the dark cavern where I part her lips, and her aroma of body heat drives me to a frenzy. I lick her hot, steamy pussy while her ass starts to gyrate backwards and forwards as I stretch my hand to reach the vibrator lying beside me. hum. As I turn it on, it excites me because I know it's getting ready to become hot and heavy as I continue to lap up her pussy juices as if licking into a cat with a bowl of milk. I purr as my body screams out to be touched, penetrated, and sucked. I want to fuck like this. It's my last day on earth. I rolled my head sideways and reached up to pinch her nipples that were standing at attention in anticipation of my touch. We decide to switch places because I'm already on fire. She spreads my legs wide and went down with her experienced tongue, penetrating my pussy like a penis in frenzy. Oh, I can't contain myself, reaching out to find something to hold on to. As I claw at her arms and hands, she squeezed my hands so firmly. I think this can be as good as it seems. What the hell kind of lovemaking is this? So passionate, so hot, and so intense. Loving every minute of it. Then I realize it's lesbian love. Am I gay? Or should I keep this on the down low?
You guys can also visit me at my website. It's strawberryloungebo.wixsite.com/strawberry-lounge. Again, my website name is strawberryloungebo.wixsite.com/strawberry-lounge. I can also be on Instagram if you guys want to reach out to me on Instagram. I'm strawberryqueen85. And that's about it as far as that. You guys can also catch me on the radio every Friday, hanging out, chilling with these wonderful ladies here. So, you know, anytime you guys want to reach me or talk to me, feel free. And, again, my book, A Different Kind of Love Story, on Amazon. So make sure you cop that, or you can get it directly from me.
Well, you
and
know,
I also like to, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No problem. I was just going to say, you know, Strawberry, there's an audience for every type of show or book. You know, even though tonight we dealt with erotica, you know, there are some people, for whatever reason, it makes them embarrassed to listen to. But for those people who feel that way, I'll be saying to myself,
How do you think you got here? You know, unless you was a product of your parent being raped, you got here because someone knew that lovemaking can be beautiful. You know, it's not, it don't have to be just random sex. Lovemaking to create life can be beautiful. So when we talk about it, you know, you need to stop acting like, ew, this is nasty. But if you got some personal hang-ups where you might have been molested or raped, then I can understand why you might feel that way. And I apologize if you do, but this show is for adults. So you don't have to listen to it, but I just put it out there. You know, don't shrug your nose at people when they're doing what they do, because didn't the title tell you something? This show is called Unmasked. What do you think that means? So I'm going to kick it back to you, Strawberry. Anybody you like to say shout out to before we roll out of here?
Yes, I'd like to shout out my mentor, Cedric Lewis. I love you, Bill. I'd also like to have a shout out to my fiance, Corey Murphy. Shout out to you, hon. Shout out to the Don't Read Me, Read a Book girls. I love y'all. And, of course, shout out to you, my sister. And also, shout out to Reva Williams, you know, because without her, my book wouldn't be where it is. And shout out to Ashley Jackson. She actually did my website. So if I forgot anybody else, please do not charge it to my heart, but charge it to my brain.
Amen. I like that. You know, and I want to thank you for being here, Ms. Strawberry, and welcome aboard to the panel of Unmasked. And we'll see you back here for everyone to talk to you if they are bold enough at 7:30 Friday and hang out with us, because we're going to bring it to you. But we've taken it home for a song by the late Gerald Levert that, you know, it's called Made to Love You, because we love you right here. So thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Good night, everybody. Good night, Strawberry.
Good night.
All right, then. I recall when we first met a long time ago. How could I forget the way I felt when I first laid eyes on you? I remember saying to my friends, there is my future wife, and then I took the step to meet someone who would change my life. It had to be my destiny, because I was made to love. My hands to touch you, my arms to hold you, my legs to stand, my time to spend. And make up that got us to this moment. And every girlfriend, and every one night stand, every heartbreak, and every heartache led me to you. It drew me to you. It made me better suited for you. It had to be my destiny. I'm to touch my arms.
well, that was Gerald LaVert, Made to Love You. And on this Friday evening, everybody out there, drive safe, take care of yourself. And the show we just talked about was Strawberry, who loves talking about sex. And we was turned up, even though it says 120 minutes, we're only doing an hour. We're winding down, and we're getting ready to get up out of here. But if you want to go to the archives and check out what we just did tonight, just go to Blog Talk Radio, BLOGTALK, and put in Unmask and get this episode or other episodes that you might want to listen to. But on that note, I thank all of your listeners for tuning in, north to south, east to west, because you know how we do it. These girls, we turn up every Friday. If you miss it, hey, just go to the archives, and we'll see you next week, same time.